Hello, my loves, and welcome to the Purposeful Lifestyle Development Podcast, where we discuss all things thought work and manifestation, but we use neuroscience and the study of the brain to do so. I'm your host, Tessa Spizak. I'm a board-certified practitioner, master life and health coach, and seasoned executive speaker. If you're ready to create your highest value lifestyle and turn your dream life into a reality, you're in the right place. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello, hello, my loves. Welcome on in, and thank you so much for spending your time with me here on the Purposeful Lifestyle Development Podcast. If you hear any excess noise in the back, I am so sorry about that. We've got guys on our roof. We are getting our Christmas lights hung. I am so excited about that. And if you're listening live, you know this one is coming out the Monday before Thanksgiving. And now I have to say, usually I don't know what you would call it, I guess a bit of a holiday absolutist. I think they should go in order. I'm very Christmas decorations go up the weekend after Thanksgiving, but I've changed my stance ever so slightly. While I'm still very much Christmas decor, Christmas tree post-Thanksgiving, now that, especially here for all my listeners in the US, you feel me here, it is getting dark so early. And I was out doing a later walk. Well, I guess not even late, but dark. It had gotten dark. And my neighborhood, a lot of people already have their lights up. That made me feel so good. It made me feel like it just was so pretty. So that's my slight new caveat. While I still believe it is correct to put your Christmas decor up after Thanksgiving, I am all in favor for Christmas lights up like Halloween time, beginning of the season, as soon as it starts getting dark. But speaking of the holidays, I do want to try to keep this one short and sweet today because I want you to be able to keep this one as a resource. Keep this in your back pocket and pull it out, give it a listen if you need to, especially as we move into this holiday season. Now, and wherever you are, however you celebrate, this end of the year, this holiday time is typically universally considered pretty good, right? It's kind of lovely. It kind of warms your soul type things. Think of things like I said, the lights. There's kind of that feel good atmosphere. Maybe we're playing cheery music. There's new glittery things out. And people are celebrating, trying to get into that holiday spirit, Christmas joy. We love all of this. But this time is known as the stress season for a reason. And as someone who has been coaching for years and years and getting to know some of the real thoughts that people have around the holidays, I know that for everyone, it's not all glitter and gold. And truthfully, just about for anyone, even what you are considering the ideal situation, someone that you think has it all, they've definitely got their holiday stress, seasonal stress, all of that too. But despite that, I really want to give you a practice today as a reminder that you can direct how this goes for you. As you guys know, especially if you're listening every week or if you coach with me, you're in one of my programs, a big part of what I do is overall really trying to help guide people in the direction of their own personal power. You know what you want. You know the reality that you want better than anyone, and you're the only one that can get there. But I need you in this type of situation where something is beyond your control. There's outside factors that, again, you don't have control over. I want you to feel and recognize and know without a shadow of a doubt that you do still have the ability to create the reality that you want, regardless of those things that you cannot control going on around you. And this practice really does put you in that place of power. The only thing you have to do is really do it, not just think about it and say, oh yeah, that makes sense. Let me take some notes, but really put this into practice. So while I want you to lean into all of these beautiful things, and that's the whole point of the holiday spirit, the Christmas spirit, is getting into the fun and the pretty and the glitz of it all, the things that make you feel really good in the other situations. In the situations where you feel anxiety about something or there's something that's going down that gives you that very real, visceral feeling. And maybe it's in the pit of your stomach. Maybe it's that thought that you're just like, ooh, I don't want to do this. I've got a feeling about this, where you might just feel that kind of knots pulled inward. Again, anxious, maybe just dreaded feeling. I want you to get into the practice of being proactive versus reactive. And I'll explain what that means. But how you're going to do this is essentially in three layers. I picture it like layers of an onion to get through all of these steps. So first layer, you're going to begin questioning upwardly, questioning with positive intent. And I'll explain what that means. But then second layer, for what's still left over, you're going to find neutrality or get to a neutral thought about it. And lastly, you're going to be very, very firm in creating correct and proper boundaries. Like I said, I'll explain exactly what these are and how you can do it. So our first layer, looking at all the things that give us that tightness and that crunch, that ugh feeling, we're going to begin questioning upwards. And what does that mean? You're going to ask, how good can this get? How lucky can I get? Despite everything else, despite what I've learned about it, what I've seen before, what they've done before, how good can this situation get? How lovely can this day be? Can this interaction be? Setting that intention changes the way the piece of your brain called the reticular activating system, that piece that's basically your scanner and your filter, essentially your own personal algorithm, it starts to change and shift. When you do this, even just in this second, it stops worrying about what can go wrong, kind of searching and creating that idea of what can go wrong. And it starts focusing on these much better questions of how good can it get? How lucky can I get? How much favor can I gain in this day? It's reactivating your reticular activating system. Again, that algorithm for what you pick up on. And you'll notice when you do this and you really lean into that question and not just repeat it, like I said, this is something we really have to do, is take that deep breath, center, get present for a second, and actually get curious. How good can this be? How much love can we exchange? All of that. Start looking for how good it can be, even if, like I've mentioned, I think in this last episode, if it's the smaller micro bits of appreciation, of gratitude, the fact that the weather's perfect, the fact that your dinner turned out perfectly, the fact that you had that sneaky glass of wine that really helped, whatever the case is, how good can this get? How good can this be for me? Now, with that, that does bring me to layer two, because there are some things that even the best case scenario are not that great, but they're still in your realm of reality. They're still around you. They're maybe in your physical space or something that you have no choice but to give your attention. Neutrality is really, really important here. And it's much more realistic than some of the types of advice we get in this situation. So let's give some examples. Say you're getting ready for a family or a holiday get together. Or you're just thinking about it and you're remembering last year how that one family member, maybe your cousin, your sister-in-law, your whoever, they just acted in such a way, like the most, but the worst. Maybe they made it all about themselves. Maybe they whined, they found criticism in your food, something like that. Maybe you've got that old grandma that always critiques your appearance or your weight. Maybe someone looks down on you because your financial situation or some other situation is different. Maybe as unfortunately we're seeing sometimes a bit of a rise in, maybe you've got family that you need to be around. They really speak down on the life that you live in the way that you are happiest. Whatever the case, if it's something that really turns your stomach at the thought of having to deal with them, this is where you really need to keep neutrality in mind. Because a lot of times in these personal development, in these manifestation talks, we sometimes get this message that we are supposed to always be super high flying and amazing and perfect and happy all the time. And wow, that's exactly what I want for you, like nothing more. I just want you to be in eternal bliss for the rest of your life. I want you feeling perfect and amazing and unbothered all the time. Our brains really don't work like that. And We're still humans and we are still going to have the human experience. You don't get to develop or raise your vibration out of that. So instead of trying to go from, ugh, this family member just ruins this holiday for me every single year, instead of trying to change that to, my whole family is amazing and perfect and just like a magazine and nothing can go wrong, right? Because in a lot of situations, that is too wishful because we already know, we already tried for how good can this get? And if we're still getting that twinge of kind of pain in the body, thinking about that person, place, event, what have you, instead, I want you to find neutral. You say, yeah, my family member might be wild and annoying and really awful, but I'm choosing not to let that ruin my night. I have a few options and I have a few thoughts that I can proactively create and proactively start the thought pattern, start creating those neural networks and start allowing something new into my reality. I can choose that their behavior just literally doesn't affect me, that even when they say something crude, I just choose to feel sorry for them, that that's really unfortunate, that that's the only way that they know how to think. Or if someone critiques your clothes or your home or your body or what have you, you choose that their opinion does not affect you and start to list all the reasons if you need for in all the different areas that you would not give a single shit about their opinion. All the other spaces, it doesn't matter. So why would it matter here? Or if you're stressed about something like finances and you feel like you can't provide the material things that you hold the belief that you should, this is where you get to redirect your thought. You get to remember that material gifts, while they can feel nice, those are still neutral. Having material gifts and not having material gifts are still neutral. And even if the thought is something as simple as, yes, I do feel that it is a goal of mine to give my kids or my friends or my family material gifts because that is a good feeling that I do want to experience, not being able to do that or prioritize that today, this holiday, is not a bad thing. Just because society or culturally I've been told that this is what I'm supposed to do doesn't mean it's so. This is neutral. And the reason why this ability to get to a place of neutrality is so important is because everything in your life comes down to perception. If you change your perception about a person, an event, a thing, then you're able to change your thoughts when that thing occurs, when that bothering experience takes place. When you're proactive, you've decided your emotions already, therefore that changes your emotions in the moment. Therefore, you alter your actions, your feelings, and your response to it, and you have changed your reality. And just as a side note to this here, I firmly believe that every single difficult, bad, uncomfortable, fill-in-the-blank thing that we experience in our life does create some silver lining of some kind. And this is not ugly, this is not self-centered, this is not any kind of negative, even though it can feel really uncomfortable at first. Every single thing has a silver lining. Every rock bottom has a lesson. Everything that causes an awful feeling gives us a place to reach for the opposite. I mean, even of the most serious things. I mean, for a strong personal example, my dad passed when I was younger, and that is horrible in all senses of the word. It was and still is incredibly painful. However, the silver lining is it did give me the strength to do certain things that I would have not been able to do otherwise. I have a drive and desire that I might not have ever had to curate because of the fact that now I have this certain piece in me that wishes to honor him in all these different ways. Or you could say maybe even a certain respect and closeness to the father-daughter relationship that maybe I wouldn't have had the opportunity to learn. And, you know, there's all these different things that we can get into that discussion another time. Because, again, I do think it's a discussion worth having. But I believe there's always a silver lining. There's always something to learn. There's always something to help us grow. And the things that cause us pain do not need to be in vain. But enough with my little tangent point there. Just remember, always looking for that silver lining. My last layer here is when we have blanket swept this whole situation with already the thoughts of how good can this get? How good can I feel throughout this situation? Even in the things that give me that visceral response, I am going to find a place of neutrality, understand the silver lining even. But lastly, when you've done the positive intention, again, after the neutrality, but there's something still there, someone, something, or some happening that is making you feel like it is taking the power from you, that you don't have the power of choice, of your decision, of your thought, what have you, that it's taking that self-autonomy from you, this last step is making firm and unquivering boundaries. And I've got to make a note with that. Setting boundaries is not telling people what to do, what not to do, what you want them to do. It is more so stating your intention. And again, all of this that we've been talking about today is intention about power. This is taking your power back. So this isn't something where you can say to someone, and again, just to start really simply, it's not, you don't get to speak to me that way. A proper boundary is, I've expressed that I'm not okay with being spoken to in that manner, and if you continue to do so, I have to remove myself without another discussion and without remorse, right? You can absolutely do so. This isn't saying, you can't keep asking me to do these things for you. This is, I understand that you need help. However, I have extended all of my time, energy, resources, fill in the blank, that I am able to do so. This is not a reflection of my love for you. However, I'm not able to prioritize this. Speaking true and real and clear boundaries is first and foremost a really strong act of self-love, self-autonomy, but also it allows you to be proactive about a situation rather than reactive, especially if you have this planned out ahead of time. Take some inventory on what can cause you stress, what can really take that power from you, take your attention, change your emotional state. Again, take that autonomy away from you. You can gain your power by deciding your boundaries ahead of time. Deciding where your values lay, where your morals are, and what you will allow around you. In a way that you are able, again, to keep the power of your own self, of your own brain, emotions, thoughts, and reality. So with all of that being said, what I want you to remember as we're moving into this holiday time, end of year, beautiful and lovely season of affection and closeness, but also at the same time, our stress season, here's my reminder for you. The most important thing we can do in the development of our lifestyle, therefore the creation of our reality, is start with that gratitude. Start by picking out all the things that we love the most that really fill us up, get us closest to that highest flying, bright, radiating, glowing feeling, but for the things that we cannot, for the things that have coined this season, the stress season, you've got three layers. First, begin upwardly questioning. How good can this get? How amazing, how lucky, how much beauty can I find in this day? For the things that really just can't even be touched by that, we cannot bring our brains that far from where that currently is to that amount of beauty and that amount of luck, then fine. We're going to find neutrality in these situations. And remember that it all comes down to perception. And we get a choice to how we perceive things. We can proactively choose when we feel something welling up in us and our body reacting that we are going to be proactive instead of reactive, redirect, change into a better feeling thought, even if that better feeling thought is purely neutral. Changing our perception changes our thoughts, changes our emotions, therefore changes our actions and our response, giving us the reality that we want. And for that last layer, this is your reminder. You always have the authority to set proper and appropriate boundaries on your own life. And my darlings, I told you I wanted to keep it really short and sweet today. If you need this reminder, come back and listen. Let me put it right in your ear again. You've got this. You are powerful. You are the director of your own reality. And if you need any help, you know I am here for you. You can find me on my website, www.purposefullifestyledevelopment.com. I've got my normal sessions, normal packages. If you need some help or don't see something that fits you, please email me directly. That is info@purposefullifestyledevelopment.com. Or you can find me on social, either Coach Tessa or Coach Tessa PLD for some free quick coaching and a couple things to make you smile on your feed. But all right, my loves, that's where I'll leave us today. I want to thank you so much for joining in on this conversation with me. And each week, every Monday, we're going to be posting a new episode, going a little bit deeper into the conversation of what you can do to train your brain on purpose to really allow for the lifestyle that you want to live. Until next time, my loves, in the meantime, here's to your health and your happiness.